This is A Wonderful Life. This podcast is designed to shine a light on the obstacles, the misconceptions, and the distortions in reality that prevent you from having true freedom mentally, spiritually, emotionally, to improve the quality of your life. I'm your host, Opinionated. Good evening, family. It's April 10th, 2019, and I am opinionated. Well, who's opinionated? Former journalist, talk show host, producer, and all-around nice guy. I like to refer to myself as a guy that's not that smart, but I have a brain, and I'm trying to use it. So join me. Today's topics are Nipsey Hussle, Crabs in the Barrel, and psychological warfare. And what do these three apparently random topics have to do with each other? Well, of course, that's the fun of listening to this podcast. These you get to listen and find out. So let's jump right into it. Nipsey Hussle, American rapper, entrepreneur, and all-around good guy, doing things to help his people, you know, making money and building in the community, right? Okay, so recently he was murdered, and it seems like social media has been going crazy talking about Nipsey Hussle and all the things that he did well, and sometimes all the things that he didn't do well. And this is a pattern. There seems to be a pattern here, right? A pattern of glorifying and crucifying black leaders, or black men and women that are trying to do something good. But you know what? I think that's kind of normal, because if you look at anybody in the media spotlight, you're going to have your fans, you're going to have your haters, and that's just how it is. But the reason I brought it up is because of Crabs in the Barrel. Urban Dictionary defines crabs as a barrel as crabs as a group in a barrel. When you're harvesting crabs, you put them in a barrel, and when one of them starts to climb out of the barrel to get free, the rest of them will pull them back down. Now, Wikipedia defines it as a way of thinking that's best described by the phrase, "If I can't have it, neither can you." So this metaphor refers to a pattern of behavior that's noted in crabs when they're trapped in a barrel. Now, Crabs in the Barrel it's about being a hater. You know, it doesn't matter what you do, there's going to be a hater. There's going to be somebody that finds something in your history that points out, oh, that person wasn't perfect. Look, they did this. They sold drugs. They had crimes in their past. And it's like, oh, yeah. So that this is part of the crucifying. You know, when a leader is, or when a person is trying to do something positive, there's going to be that group of people that are trying to crucify him, trying to find some way to knock him down and knock down his accomplishments. And in reality, seriously though, who among us can cast the first stone? Who's without sin? It's the fact that we have sins shouldn't discount the fact that we're trying to do some positive things. You know, maybe you as a teenager did some crazy stuff, and now as a 20 something year old or 30 something year old, you're doing something positive. What does one have to do with the other? Nothing. But it does to the haters and the crabs in the barrel and the enemies that don't want to see anybody move forward. So we got to look out for that crabs in the barrel stuff, and the best way to deal with it is to don't you be one, okay? Because you can't change the haters, but just don't you be part of that group, okay? And and glorifying, what's wrong with putting somebody on a pedestal? What's wrong with saying, hey, this person's awesome? Well, you don't want to deify somebody. You want to make somebody like godlike, because nobody really deserves to be on a pedestal. We're all just people doing the best we can. Anything you see somebody else doing, you can do that shit too. You know, it's good to give people praise and stuff, but let's don't put people so high on the pedestal that they're like superhuman. Because the problem with that is that when you got these superheroes, then something happens to them, then you got no movement, because you're not a superhero. There's no other superhero to take their place. How about we're all just people doing good things, and you can do that, right? So Movements have to consist of more than just like a snake with one head. Movements have to, you know, be sustainable by whoever. You know, if the head gets sick and dies, then it's got to be somebody else that can slide right in and carry the mantle and the torch and keep it rolling, right? So let's not glorify people above human status, and let's not crucify people. Let's just recognize people and let's help people, and let's be one of those people. Right? Sounds good. Okay, so psychological warfare. This is like you know, when people go to war and they have a battle and you got the tanks and I got the guns. Well, this is a war with no tanks and no guns, no bullets. This is a mental war. And the goal of it is to, I should have defined this, huh? Well, anyway, the goal of it is to make the enemy beat themselves. Okay? I don't have to shoot you and kill you because I'm going to make you kill yourself. Let's take a look at Chicago. Whole lot of shootings. You know, and some people say it's black on black crime. And maybe it is. That's the topic for another show because maybe it really ain't. But anyway, when you got the enemy fighting amongst themselves, killing themselves, then you don't got to do nothing except sit back and watch and laugh, right? Okay, so why would people do that? Why would people fight amongst themselves and kill themselves when they have a common enemy, you know, a common group of people that's holding up brick walls on their path? Why would they do that? Well, possibly it stems back to the days of Willie Lynch, and you can look this up on your own time. But Willie Lynch wrote a letter telling slave owners how to keep the slaves fighting amongst themselves so you wouldn't even have to worry about them. They'd stay, you know, they stay distrustful of each other, and they wouldn't unite and organize and move forward. So basically, they would stay defeated. They would be self-defeating. How about that? So it could have began then. I'm sure has roots way back in ancient days, but that's just an example of it. And these days, it's all been taken to the next level when you introduce chemicals into the equation. Chemicals in psychology. Chemicals that you get in fluoride and the chemtrails they're spraying in the sky. What's in that shit? Look it up. The pollution. There's some effect that breathing all this stuff is doing to your body and your brain. You know, lead in the water is supposed to cause brain damage. Vaccines. What's in that stuff? Well, they say there's nothing, but they are the same people that are basically out to get you. I don't want to try to sound conspiracy theory-ish, but yeah, these are the people, the same they that you believe in, everything they tell you, are the same they that's trying to screw you over. Got to come up out of that box. Television. What's the vision that is telling you? A lot of times that vision is self-hate. A lot of times that vision is portraying you as some villain or bad guy. And that pretty is white with straight hair. And if you don't have that, maybe you're not pretty. So get a wig and bleach your skin. So, how do I wrap all this up? Let me see. So Nipsey Hussle, I'm really not talking about him particularly, the details of his death or his life, but I'm talking about him as an idea, the idea of somebody trying to rise above and move forward in a bigger way. Well, when that happens, it's not like, you know, people have to stop standing in the audience and watching and cheering. People have to realize that that's a guy doing some stuff that you can do too. Do you want to be a part of the problem or the solution? Jump on in, get your feet wet, do the small things that you can do to create that same type of movement. You know, the bigger the movement, the more effective it is. So, and also, if you're going to create a big movement, then do so in such a way that is sustainable with or without you. Where none of us are going to be here forever. You know, what's the purpose of building something hell of a that's moving mountains? But if something was to happen to you, it would all come to a crashing halt, and all the progress would just go away, or it would become so much smaller. To make things sustainable, support the people that are doing good things, regardless of what they don't do perfectly. You know, like you got a kid, you got kids at home, right? Okay, your kid comes home, he got an A in math, okay, but he didn't get a D, he got a D in history. What are you going to look at him and say, well, you're shitty? No, you're going to celebrate his good things, and you're going to pray for him and help him, you know, to lift up his struggle areas. So think of other people, the Nipsey Hussles, the Bill Cosbys, the R. Kellys. Think of these people as our families. Yes, no, none of us is perfect. Not them, not us. But us shitting on them, pointing out the flaws in their character, you know, rebelling on them, turning on them, kicking them to the curb. If you don't got their back, who's gonna have their back? You know, now I'm not supporting no peeing on people and raping people, none of that, you know, but I'm just saying, love your brothers like you would love yourself. Otherwise, you may be operating in a crabs in the barrel mentality, and I wouldn't be mad at you because you're probably a victim of psychological warfare. This thing is big. It's so much bigger than just a choice. Some of the choices have been taken away from us using tactics that we can't see and don't even believe are real. Something to think about. Get on the internet and do some research. Learn yourself. I'm not a smart guy. I'm just a guy with the brain, and I'm trying to figure out how to use it. Join me. Now, if you agree with me, give me a like, share, comment, subscribe. If you disagree with me, give me 2 comments, like, share, and subscribe. All right? So, I'm opinionated, and I'm out of here. Peace.